B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, who got on the red line in Uptown, was supposed to come downtown for work and fell asleep.
Aw, but you know what happens to the best of us? We've all fallen asleep through something. We've all woken up in a panic.
Yeah, he was woken up by the CTA train operator.
Sir, you cannot sleep here.
At 95th and Dan Ryan, and is making his way back. But you know what? We've all slept through something, like Carla said. 877-591-9696 if you have a story. Kaylee in Joliet, you fell asleep on a train too, but this seems like it might have been a little bit more detrimental, huh?
So, hi guys. Good morning. I call you guys all the time. I don't know if you realize that or not, but we talk a lot.
Well, hi, Kaylee. Yeah, I think I do realize that.
Thank you for calling.
And please call all the time.
Anytime. So I was taking the Amtrak down to Effingham to visit my mom and ended up in, like, Carbondale.
Oh, no.
They didn't wake me up at my stop, so I ended up down by Southern Illinois.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to stay the night there.
You're coming from Joliet, and you're trying to get to Effingham. And then you go, what is that, an extra couple hours?
At least.
Yeah, like 2.5 hours.
Because Carbondale is like down there by St. Louis, right?
Girl, I just Googled it. You slept through 122 miles on the train.
Oh, wow. You must have been snoozing. What were you dreaming about, Kaylee?
I don't even know. But when I woke up, I had to get a hotel room because there were no more trains. I had to stay in Carbondale. And then get on another train. And I was just going to visit my mom. I should have just drove.
You should have just drove. Well, no, I'm glad you didn't. You're sleeping ass.
Save money.
Oh, well, lesson learned now, right? So what do you do now if you do that? Do you put an alarm like every 30 minutes or something just so you don't get too far along?
I drive.
Oh, okay.
You got to stay a little bit more alert that way. But, I mean, that was an expensive trip.
How was Carbondale? Did you get to explore? Did you go check out all the restaurants? And
I went to a really nice little breakfast cafe in the morning before I got on the train to go back up.
Yeah, I bet you were awake for that one, huh?
Too bad. Oh, I definitely didn't go to sleep for that ride.
Well, you could have. You had to have 2 whole hours that you could have gone back towards. So
that's great.
I would have been back in Joliet.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up in Joliet.
Imagine that. Sorry, Mom. This just isn't the weekend.
Well, I tried.
I'm sorry, Mom. I went past you twice. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we love it. Thank you for sharing that story. And have an amazing weekend, Kaylee.
You too, guys. I'm sure I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Please do. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So Ahmad the Amazing is Ahmad the Absent today because he is on the train back because he missed his stop. So we're expecting him, what, 7:15 maybe?
I hope so.
He seemed optimistic. Can you get to downtown from 95th and Dan Ryan in 30?
I have never tried, but he'll have better luck on the train than if he tried to Uber, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And when you're already late, you might as well be hella late.
Yeah, you might as well. You know what? Let's see what the latest is with Ahmad the Amazing. We'll catch up with him and see where he's at coming up next. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. Happy Friday. It's B96. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing, our producer, fell asleep on the red line this morning. He was coming from uptown, trying to come downtown, and they woke him up at the end of the line, 95th and Dan Ryan. We wanted to check in with Ahmad and see where he's at right now. Ahmad, where you at?
I'm actually
79th. I think he said 79th. It's really, really hard to hear you, but it sounds like you said 79th. Last we talked to you, you had said he came up with this brilliant idea to knock on the door of the train operator and ask them to skip some stops.
How's that going for you?
Were you going to do that?
I just crossed the train car, and I've never done that before.
You crossed the train car? God, that sounds dangerous and scary.
Okay, hold on. I'm about to knock.
Wait, no, don't.
Can we skip stops? She's ignoring me.
What did she say to you? She's ignoring you, because it's ridiculous. There are thousands of people who take the red line into work every day, and they're going to skip stops for Ahmad the Amazing.
And you know what? It's not that serious. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
And now everyone is on the train looking at me like an idiot. Let me move.
They're like, this guy is insane. Can we skip some stops?
No.
Okay.
Sir, sit back down.
The craziest things.
So you're, so where are you right now? 79th or between 79th and the next one?
Yeah, I'm at 69th now.
Oh, what? This thing's moving.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to the CTA.
Okay. Well, I mean, get up here as safely and quickly as possible.
Yeah.
You will have to make every single stop.
Has Molly texted you?
No. She's, our boss is off today.
Okay.
So in theory, I mean, who knows? She could be up and listening. But in theory,
she'll be.
You might get away with this.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And we won't tell because
because now we're having fun with it.
Yeah, and also our time will come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. What's that?
I don't feel confident.
You don't feel confident?
That she won't tell on me.
Oh, we won't tell on you? I heard something in the background.
Yeah, we hear ruckus.
And then you said, I don't feel confident. We're like, what's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of motion this morning on the train.
Okay.
All right. Well, hi to everybody on the train. And we'll check in with you again in a little bit and see if you're any closer to getting here. But you said you're somewhere near 69th right now?
Yeah. Coming up on 63rd. They're skipping stops for me, I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right. You know what? You're the luckiest guy in the world.
All right, Ahmad. We'll see you soon.